Hello and welcome to the Friday, March 27th, 2015 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Houston, Texas. Silence today revealed details about a vulnerability in Antlab's InGate devices. These devices are used to manage Wi-Fi networks in hospitality organizations like hotels, convention centers, and the like. The vulnerability is actually extremely basic. It's an open, unauthenticated rsync server. Haven't seen this in a long time on a Unix system. Used to be much more prevalent than it is now. And in this case, with Antlab's, it does provide full read and write access to the entire file system of this Wi-Fi management device. Not only that, because these devices often tie in with, for example, the property management system. These devices tend to store access credentials for these systems, and an attacker, by exploiting this InGate device, could gain further access to the hotel's network. I'm, of course, myself spending quite a bit of time in hotels and try to avoid hotel networks whenever possible, not just for compromised wireless devices, but typically hotel networks are not exactly very well maintained. And of course, physical security is always a big issue with these networks. While not perfectly secure, but cell phone tethering is usually a better option, in particular if you're doing it via USB, not Wi-Fi. And if you ever have to use a hotel network, then please do so at least with a VPN. And in the past, I've talked a couple times about fingerprint recognition and the shortcomings thereof. Usually, fingerprint recognition can be faked with rubber replicas of fingerprints that even can be created from photographic images of fingerprints. Samsung now apparently tries to go a different route with iris scanners and did license technology from SRI in order to implement this technology in future mobile devices that may show up pretty soon. Now, one little word of caveat here, even iris scanning, of course, is not perfect. We're not talking about retina scanning here. Retina scanning actually looks at patterns on the back of the eye that are not easily discovered just by, for example, taking a picture of a person. Iris scanning, on the other hand, just looks at the visible surface of the eye, which could and has been duplicated using simple photographs. Now, typically you need something that's more and higher resolution than a typical photograph of the face, but remember how someone actually managed to reconstruct fingerprints from press photographs of politicians? This could certainly be possible with iris photographs as well. So we'll have to see how well this is implemented. A lot of it, of course, depends on the quality of the sensor. Just like with fingerprints, where a cheap sensor that doesn't have the necessary resolution is much easier to overcome than a more expensive and more sophisticated sensor. I can only assume that the sensor to be used in these tablets, which will first come out with this iris technology, will just be the camera that is already built in into these tablets. And Cisco released a number of patches this week. If you're running iOS on any of your switches, routers, make sure that you are patched. Among the vulnerabilities, there are a number of different denial of service vulnerabilities. The one that sort of sticks out a little bit is a vulnerability that allows the spoofing of autonomic networking registration authorities. Now, this can be used to configure Cisco iOS devices. With this vulnerability, an attacker could gain limited command and control of a particular device, but mostly also cause a denial of service attack. And AF Networks, a library that's very popular on iOS and OS X to implement network services, has finally been patched for a long-standing SSL problem. Essentially, this library, even if requested to do so by the developer, would not verify SSL certificates. It would always return that the certificate is valid if an SSL connection was going to be established. This vulnerability has finally been fixed. So if you are developing iOS or OS X applications, if you're using the AF Networks framework or library, then please make sure that you update your applications. And well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.